You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Yeah! Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today. Alongside Greg Sussmania Sussman. We haven't had a Sussmania in a while, have we?
No.
How come?
I thought it was gimmicky, to be honest with you.
That's what made it fun.
So, I thought it was a gimmick, and when I was given an opportunity to host my own show on this network, I was like, I don't need to do a gimmick anymore. I can be me.
Still was fun. Jake Seeley joining us via Skype. What's up, Jakey Jakey?
What's going on, Nando?
So, Matt Medica's not here today. I believe he's off to...
watch the Met game.
Yeah, I don't know what stadium he was going to.
I don't think he's going to the game. I think he just wants to watch the game.
Oh, nice. And he sent us a very strange emoji with a cowboy hat. I thought there was some significance. I'm like, why?
There was not.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know. I just said it looked cool. So, Jake, you a big emoji guy?
Greg knows.
That's a yes.
He loves emojis. Nando also knows. I don't know why he's just saying Greg knows.
I know. Well, I wanted Jake to say it on air. So, fun show today. We got a lot of players. I didn't want to call it overreaction. More like snap judgments.
Yeah, we had an overreaction Monday on the BFF's
show. Yeah, we're not going to steal that.
Appreciate it.
So, here's what we're going to talk about on the show today.
That's a very original idea, Nando. Nobody's ever come up with that before.
Well, this is snap judgments. It's not so much overreactions as it is.
I was joking, Greg, for the overreaction Monday not being original. Never mind. Greg laughed. He understood.
He was calling my idea unoriginal.
Because he came up with it first?
No, because everyone does.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't pay attention to other people's things. I just stay in my lane.
You hate that kind of stuff. You hate that. Like you hate, like you said, we talked on the phone. You're like, I hate brackets in February and March.
That's true. Well, because Jake didn't want to do the porn bracket.
Why?
Well, Jake is not a porn guy.
Sure.
Which we all know.
Yeah, of course. That was the joke.
And Medica's not here.
Okay.
We'll wait for Medica to get back. And also, out of principle, I don't like brackets in season. Like when we did Foul Territory.
It was out of season.
We did brackets in like September.
Right.
That's fun. Brackets now is lazy.
I thought the porn bracket was funny.
I thought it was funny because we're going to make Jake do it based on name.
I agree.
And we couldn't let him do Lisa Ann because we know her.
I don't know if she knows any other porn stars are in the bracket. There's a lot of porn stars in the bracket.
I just think some of the names might have been, Jake would have been like, all right, I like, you know.
I agree.
No, you weren't on there. It was one with Benny. This is back with Benny and Joe. I actually said what my video game name would be or something like that, and it ended up being a porn star name that he told me.
Really? That's hilarious. Yeah. Nana, would you have chosen a champion? Would you have been like, oh, yeah, you know what? That person deserves to win.
Based on names?
No, based on.
No, I don't really watch. To be honest, I don't watch that much either.
True. I mean,
I'm a married man. I'm home with my wife.
I got it. Yeah. But I feel like I grew up on a lot of those names.
I would have thrown Lisa Ann all the way through just because she's
just
a wonderful person.
Just because you're friends with her.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know if I'm friends with her, but.
Yeah, I'd say you're definitely friendly with
her. If she said Nato's my friend, I'd be honored because she's a wonderful person.
I would definitely think you're friends.
Okay, anyway, let's get back to fantasy baseball. Enough of the fluff. We'll get to that later. Here's how it works on this show. We buy the fun capital as we give you information.
Love it.
Yeah. We don't have fun and then just throw information. Number one, Nelson Cruz, the DL. This is really more for Matt Medica because he loves Vogelbach. But, Greggy, who does win in this Nelson Cruz, the DL situation?
You think it's Dan Vogelbach for sure. If he plays, I don't know that he will. But Vogelbach's obviously the initial answer. They called up Taylor Motter, who I feel like you like. Mitch Haniger now batting cleanup, which I think is a great spot for him. Those are like some of the names.
Jakey, is there a dark horse? Cruz might only be out for 10 days. That's what they're saying. But Nelson Cruz of 6 years ago is the kind of player who would be out for long periods of time with hamstring and calf injuries. I think there was a quad mixed in there. A, do you think it's going to be just 10 days? And B, do you think there's maybe a dark horse?
I only think it's going to be about 10 days. And if you just noticed right now, there's a supreme delay behind the curtain. I'm going to try and fix it real quick.
We lose it. All right, Jake's going to reset on Skype. It's too bad because I want to ask him if he sniffs Sharpies. We got a brand new Sharpie here.
I actually saw you open the box downstairs.
Yeah,
the Sharpies.
It's got the pointy, dull Sharpie. There's nothing worse than
that. We've honestly needed a Sharpie for a while around here.
We've got a blue, a red, and a black.
That's
now.
Great. How long do you think they'll last?
Probably pretty long because no one else really uses them except for me.
True.
You guys are all on your computers.
Right. What are you looking for, Michelle? She's what are you looking for?
Michelle Serpico, former star of Foul Territory, now star of Carton and Friends.
Your jacket you're looking for.
Looking for a jacket.
I don't see a jacket in here.
No jacket
check,
here.
Check downstairs, maybe?
Okay.
All right, there you go.
All right. Make sure you follow her on Twitter, at Michelle Serpico.
And watch Carton and Friends.
And watch Carton and Friends. Video on demand. Greggy, we got some games going on right now. It's if you're listening to us live, it's about 1:10. So there's one live game that started at 12, and there are some games starting at 1 o'clock, 1:05, 1:10. I've got a 7-page rundown today, so I got to flip to the page where I have all the games written down. Yeah, we got a lot. We're gonna get into why Tommy Pham is our new official favorite player. I don't know.
Tommy Pham has been my guy for months.
Did you read the Sports Illustrated article?
No.
Yo, we got some quotes from Tommy Pham.
Yes,
they're amazing. So we're gonna keep Matt Boyd as our pitcher, but Tommy Pham's the official hitter of FST.
I like Jake Junis more.
We'll get into that later. Nationals and Braves at 12:10. Rays at Yankees 1:05. Royals Tigers postponed for 1:10. Actually, Rays at Yankees was also delayed, postponed.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Phillies at Mets at 1. Orioles Astros at 2. Dodgers and Diamondbacks 3:40. And Indians and Angels at 4:07. So we should have a bunch of lineups all the way up to that Angels
Mets
game.
Are also delayed now, by the way.
It really is sprinkling. Fair enough.
Well, the Yankees delayed and Mets had delay too.
All right, what's going on with the Nationals and Braves? There's Scherzer at Fultonevich. Fultonevich had a surprisingly very good first game, 7 strikeouts in 5 innings.
Why is that so surprising? I like Mike Fultonevich.
I think he's got control issues. He had 3 walks, but
that's what he does. I mean, he's obviously throws very, very.
I'm sorry,
hard.
He had 1 walk. I was looking at the Severino line.
He's got good stuff.
And it's against Philly.
Throws hard. You know what, Mike Fultonevich threw 3. He's gonna have 1 run today. I like Mike Fultonevich. I drafted Mike Fultonevich. I was in on him last year. I got back in this year. He's good.
And you didn't know Mike Fultonevich.
What do you mean I didn't know Mike?
You just sounded like you were going, and you're no Mike Fultonevich.
Oh, that's funny.
Just you were on a
yeah.
Jake and Jake.
By the way, he has 5 strikeouts through 3 today.
But he did this. I feel like if it wasn't last year, it was 2 years ago. Mike Fultonevich
was last year.
Amazing start.
100%. It was last year till June.
Yeah.
And it was a disaster.
We got to talk Christian Villanueva.
Yes.
Jakey, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
How's the delay? We're good?
For now.
All right.
We'll see.
I blame Michelle's jacket. Christian Villanueva, 26 years old, hit .344 with 4 homers, a 1.094 OPS, and 32 at-bats last year for San Diego. Whatever stock you want to put into that. In the minors, 3,300 plate appearances, a .333 minor league OBP, but he had seasons. He had a very steady 500 plate appearances over 6 seasons in the minors. 17, 14, 19, 10, 20, and 20 home runs. Jake, give us the breakdown of Christian Villanueva from your end.
Like the inside scouting report.
Well, what do you think of him? What are you telling people to do?
It's Sam Fold. Remember Sam Fold? Remember the summer of Sam Fold? And it ended up being 3 weeks? Exactly what this is going to be.
I miss Sam Fold.
I don't know if Sam Fold had multiple 15-plus home run seasons in the minor leagues.
True story, Sam Fold playing for Team Israel in the WBC.
He's also in the front office now.
Yeah,
Phillies.
I saw that. Oh, was it Phillies or Rays?
I want to say
I will miss out on him everywhere. Yeah, he's a quad A player.
Villanueva?
Yeah. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I don't see anything.
You're right. Phillies.
He's a stat head. Like
he's friends with Dave Kaplan.
Yeah. Greggy, National League only. Let's say you got Fab this week. Mm-hmm. Christian Villanueva. I mean, it's going to be moot because we're going to know what he does with the rest of the week.
Maybe
Chase Headley plays a little more over him, whatever.
Yeah.
But what do you think?
NL only league, you're saying?
Yeah, NL only. You have to go after him, right?
I think they'll only give the choice, but I'll go with 9%.
All right, so $9.
Yeah,
I don't know
if it was 100 or 1,000, but $9.
Jake, you don't have any faith. Like if you look at the end of last year when he joined the Padres organization, this was a different player than when he was with the Cubs and even I think the Rangers before that. You don't think that maybe like there's some tale of some hitting coach in the organization, like a roving hitting instructor in the Padres organization who helped him tweak his swing and discover something?
I know you love those stories, and I know you like. You should write a novel, honestly. It's about some fantasy baseball player and his long-lost travels across the globe and all that. But no, look, again, if it's the Tommy Pham thing where we could point to eye surgery or, like you said, I think we would have heard if somebody had gotten to him. Like, this isn't a race series with pitchers. This is just, somebody who's kind of popped off for a little while here, like, few sample last year. A 3-home-run game, which didn't be the first person in the world ever had that happen and never see anything from again. I'm not buying into it.
Jake's so bitter.
Yeah,
by the way,
he does.
Are you guys Daily Roto premium members?
So it's really funny.
I'm getting all
that.
These emails. Like, what are these annoying emails? Oh wait, this is important stuff in here.
It's really funny you mentioned that because
up alerts.
Yeah,
because I am a Daily Roto member, but I don't really like to pay for things.
Oh.
So I was literally as you're speaking getting up my Slack channel to Slack Leone.
I'm glad Greg is so engaged in this show.
Well, you were talking about golf. I was like, oh my God, I have to go get the Masters
right.
Hey,
stuff from Leone.
Not being engaged in shows is how you get a promotion.
No! Oh! Shots fired.
Anyway.
Nando doesn't play those games.
Hey, Nando, speaking of those alerts things, the fan tracks, I did that because you know how you always like to double check and see who is the most dropped or who was dropped in your league on Monday in general?
Oh, yeah.
Fan tracks let you set an email alert for anybody that's been added to your league, which is basically if somebody gets dropped, they're added to the free agent pool. But it also gives you the alerts every time they add some no-name player from like the 40-man raw. So it's like emails all day long. It's like it's like a catch-22. You want to get them because you don't want to miss out, but at the same time you get like inundated.
So I'm looking down at my phone like, why do I have all these emails? And it's because Daily Roto got turned on today, I guess, with email alerts. We got a lineup for the Angels in Cleveland. We'll get into that in a little bit. They're still waiting on the Dodgers, but we got a Mets and Phillies weather update. I know there's people pay for this, but I guess if I'm giving them a taste of it, maybe they'll be inclined.
I think you definitely can do it. Also, use promo code FNTSY at checkout, so we'll get it for cheaper.
Right. See, Greg's good with that stuff. Mets and Phillies will not be starting on time. Rain in the area. Tarp on the field.
Oh, no. What is Facebook going to do?
Oh, that's a good point.
That's not nice.
Jake was listening to Carton this morning.
It's not nice.
All right.
I already knew about that because I'm a Mets fan.
So you guys are passing on Villanueva for the most part. Three home run game doesn't mean anything to anyone?
Nothing.
All right. Jake, I want to quickly talk about this Jack Flaherty, the Flaherty Molly Mikolas thing the phenomenon that's sweeping the nation. Jack Flaherty struck out 9 in 5 innings. Molly had a great game. Mikolas is expected to be amazing. His ADP was a lot higher than I thought it would be when I was hoping that I could sneak him through in a lot of drafts.
Hold on. It's Mally, not Molly.
I don't know. Baseball Reference has MAH in capitals and then dash LEE.
I was watching the game. Cincinnati Reds and announcers kept saying Mally.
I said Molly yesterday and Jake killed it.
Really? Yes. No, I'm sorry.
And it's Michaelis, not Mikolas.
So I heard the broadcast also with the Michaelis. I'm like, they're saying it's wrong.
It's Mikolas.
It's Mikolas.
Yeah.
No, it's Michaelis.
I don't agree.
I think we need to send.
You can't tell the guy how to pronounce his name.
Did he pronounce it or the announcers announced it?
Yeah, Jake.
No, this is something that we were talking about during the draft of Tout Wars too. A lot of people, this has been Michaelis. That's how he pronounces it.
No, I can't hate because I'm Nando and everyone calls me Nando.
Nando
and it's like
hate it,
nails on a chalkboard when they call me Nando.
Or like Corey Parsons.
Yeah, Corey Parsons is good. Greg with one G. Jake.
When people call Jake by his real
last name.
People call Jake by his real name.
They think his middle name is Alan. Yeah, that's true. He's got his last name's pretty messed up.
It's true.
I mean, in a good way. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, it's messed up all the time, except for the fact that you could just say ceiling and Sealy and just figure it out, but people still mess it up all the time.
It's harder than it looks.
When I tell people my name's Nando.
My grandfather tried to simplify it, and he just sort of changed the spelling at the same time, though.
It used to be Silinovich.
Nope. Actually, it's Polish. You want to take another guess?
Silinger.
Silowitz.
Nope. Sislakowski.
Sislakowski.
Oh, like the guy who invented Dynasty League Baseball.
There you go.
It's Zizleski, though. Anyway.
The trio.
Yeah. Rank these trios, Jake. You're the master of rankings. Flaherty, Mally, Michaels.
Mally.
I know. Rank them for us.
Flaherty, Michaelis, and then Mally. Although Mally could easily end up number two, the problem is, we talked about him yesterday, he's got two pitches right now, like 2.5 maybe, and that's the real problem here. Is he going to be able to succeed with like 2.5 pitches? The thing is he controls the strike zone so well, and that's what he did well the other day, is the fact that he got behind, he got people on base in the first inning, and then recovered quickly and dominated the rest of the day because he controls the strike zone very well. There are pitchers, look, Bartolo Colon, and I know recent Bartolo Colon is stunk, but Bartolo Colon in his prime was a very good pitcher, basically going off one pitch, a fastball that he threw 90% of the time. If you could command the strike zone, you could have success. It's just very rare for that to happen with only two pitches. Flaherty clearly has the most upside. He's got the most pitches. Michaelis, it's a great story going overseas. He's the pitcher of the Thames version and all that type of stuff. I have some questions there, but I would put him second as of today. But I do think Mally could pass him.
You agree? Do you care? Really?
No.
This is why we don't have a team together anymore, Greg.
Your lax
attitude.
Mally and whatever Mikolas is really named.
Oh, wait until we talk about Garrett Hampson a little later in the show. I'm going to give everyone a chance to Google him during the commercial break.
Can I do it right now?
You're going to have to. I have no idea.
I didn't know what to be. Oh, to
the
be fair.
Hell is Garrett Hampson?
I didn't know who he was either. He was picked up in one of my dynasty, my Scott White 2014 Dynasty League. And I thought I knew, I thought I knew most of the prospects.
Right.
I immediately Googled the name and pretty impressive guy. Not going to be there for a while. I mean, he's a dynasty league pickup, but
he had a great year last year.
51 steals last year in the minors.
Really, he had a really good year last year.
Yeah. And by the way, your baseball reference, Nando, says Michaelis too.
Really?
All right, look up Maley.
Maley.
I can't say it. Why can't I say it?
I like Mikolaj better.
Yeah, I like Mikolaj too. Yeah. We know who we're talking about.
I like him better than Maley, for the record.
Greg Sussman, Tim Anderson with 3 home runs, 3 stolen bases, and a .375 average on the season. How about them White Sox?
Unbelievable.
That's your second wild card team.
Let's get them up. Let's get them up.
You got Giolito.
Reynaldo Lopez.
Reynaldo Lopez, who is everyone's all over. Sorry.
Did they just get destroyed yesterday?
Yeah, whatever.
Jake, it's a small sample size. Can't you get a little bit excited?
No.
Ronaldo Lopez, Lucas Giolito.
Michael Kopech coming up.
Jamie Shields.
Oh, come on.
Eloy Jimenez coming up.
Yeah.
Look at this talent.
That's all. I'm always going to associate Jimenez with Sharon. Okay.
You've named like 5 people.
I could keep going. Tim Anderson.
Yeah. Avisail Garcia.
Avisail Garcia.
Jose Abreu. Joaquin Soria.
I should have had Medica put money on the White Sox.
Should have.
Yeah.
You forgot Yoan Moncada, too.
Oh!
Well, that was assumed, Yoan Moncada. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to name more Chicago White Sox. But here's what I have on the rundown. I don't know if we're going to
name their lineup.
Yelmer Sanchez.
Doubles leaders. There are some interesting names who are leading in doubles right now.
Sure.
Ozzie Albies has an interesting average, and he's one of the leaders in runs scored. I want to get into that a little bit.
Okay.
There was a tweet about Brian Anderson, which I thought was a weak tweet because it was done after the season started, but it still makes a decent point.
Okay.
Edwin Diaz, 3-for-3 in saves. I got a draft tonight. It's a 6x6 league with weird categories. I want to get into that. Obviously, we're going to genuflect at the Temple of Matt Boyd and some quotes from the Tommy Boyd story.
Tommy Pham.
Sorry. My bad. If we have time, most added, most dropped, most viewed. We'll be right back with more FST after this.
Friends, if you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created 3 others. That's 4 people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tom Greg Sussman say it.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-292-8137 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-292-8137 for your free author submission kit. Again, that's 800-292-8137.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to FST. Greg Sussman, Nando DeFeo, Jake Seeley. We're here to take you until 2 o'clock when the fantasy BFFs brighten up your world. Mike Florio's still on vacation. You got a fill-in, or is this just you and Frank again?
It's Frank and I.
Nice.
We're hanging.
Good times, man.
That's cool. Jake usually hangs out for a little bit, too.
Yeah. It's very gracious of Jake to do that. You're a good guy, Jake.
Extremely gracious.
Don't let anybody know.
I'll let you guys choose. Some guys who are doubles leaders.
Yep.
The Ozzie Albies weird statistic. Edwin Diaz. We said Garrett Hampson's name, so I feel like we've talked enough about him. or this weird league that I'm in tonight.
Oh man. I guess Jake and I each get a choice. I'm down here about your weird league.
All right. Jake, any votes?
No. That's
all right. Good. Well, thank you for participating. Okay. Then I'll just say Jake did the doubles leaders.
Okay.
Now I'm going to say Jake did Ozzie Albies, because I want to get into Ozzie Albies for a second real quick. 200 average, 6 runs scored. He's number 2 in the major leagues in runs scored. Jake, which one of these two do you think is going to win out, I guess? The poor average or the high runs scored? Which Ozzie Albies is the real Ozzie Albies?
I think the runs are fine. I think the average is going to come up. Right. I really think Ozzie Albies is going to be extremely valuable this year. I think that he could easily score 90 plus runs, so I'm not afraid of that. And I definitely think he's a better hitter than 200, 220. I think he's more of like a 260 hitter. So I guess I think the runs wins out and the average doesn't, because it's going to come up. I guess that's how I'm supposed to answer it. Does that sound right?
Yeah, that's. I basically just wanted to, should be worried about the 200 average, or should we be excited about the six runs?
You should be excited about the runs and not worried about the average.
The one thing that surprises me, I believe in the run. I agree with Jake. I believe in the runs and the average comes up. What does concern me, though, is in his first five games, the first 25 plate appearances, very small sample size, he hasn't walked once.
Which you've got to wonder how he scored those six runs.
Correct. Yeah. It's really weird to me because he had an 8% walk rate last year. In the minors, it's always been about 8 to 10%. He hasn't walked one time.
You know who's walked 10 times this season?
I hope you tell me.
Freddie Freeman.
How about that?
Why is Freddie Freeman walking 10 times?
Because look who's behind him.
Look who's behind him. Nick Markakis. That's why.
I guess you're right, but I mean, still, man, swinging some stuff.
And behind him is Preston Tucker.
Preston Tucker and Chester Colbert.
Don't laugh at Preston Tucker. He had a bomb today off of Scherzer.
That team is going to be so good in 2 months.
Yeah.
That lineup's going to be amazing.
I like Preston Tucker, by the way.
The team's going to be so good for the next 5 years.
I wish they would get... Well, I guess
are you in on Preston Tucker?
I like him.
Okay.
I've always found myself rooting against Preston Tucker because I like so many other
guys.
People.
Yeah.
When he was in Houston.
Yeah.
But I've learned to love him.
Did you like...
Jonathan Singleton?
Well, I know you like John Singleton, obviously.
Jake Mariznick.
Yeah.
A little bit. Okay. Yeah. George Springer. I think George Springer was kind of poking his head up at the same time Preston Tucker was.
Right. But you were never an A.J. Reed guy.
Love A.J. Reed.
I thought you were the John Singleton guy, not the A.J. Reed guy.
Both of them. Okay. And what's crazy is I like J.D. Davis, too. Like, I can't make up my mind.
Do you like Kyle Tucker?
Tyler White?
Do you like Kyle Tucker?
No, I'm not in on him yet. But I did. I started my OOTP game 2 days ago.
Right.
Sunday, whatever, over the weekend.
Yeah.
And I took the Marlins because I wanted to see if I could take a crappy team and, like, rejigger it.
Right.
Made a bunch of trades. Rosny Castillo is starting for my Marlins team.
Not a shock.
It's very exciting. I cannot unload Wei-Yin Chen. No one wants his contract. No one wants Martin Prado's contract. So I hit him on the 60-day deal.
Not the guy that buys like 50 scratchers and gets excited when he wins $5.
Yeah, Jake, it's fun, man. That's what life is all about. On that note, Billions the other night.
Kelly O'Coin.
Made a reference to how I got into college. And I think I was the only one who noticed it.
How you got into college.
No. Remember the movie How I Got Into College?
No.
Jake?
No.
You know who would know that? Chris Cannon would know that reference.
When Greg said how you specifically, I thought like it was the same thing. Like you were a friend of his and he kind of gave you like, here's your little Easter egg that only you know.
No, all right, forget it. We're going my draft tonight.
Hold on, I want to know.
So I accepted.
1989, I was barely born.
How I Got Into College is a great movie. It's funny. It's goofy. It's ridiculous.
Oh, it started Anthony Edwards. I liked him in ER.
Yeah. It's about a kid who's, you know, talented and bright but doesn't have the best scores. Trying to get into a college that the girl of his dreams is getting into. And he only wants to go to the one college because he's in love with a girl.
That's cool.
I believe there's brief nudity, Jake. Draft tonight. So here it is. I don't like shallow leagues. I said yes because I like the guy who asked me to be in it. Three outfielders, utility, three pitchers, three starters, two relievers, six bench players, 12-team head-to-head.
I like that.
It's super shallow. It's 6x6. It's homers, runs, RBI, steals. And then on base and slugging, they're separate things. So you can't just go straight for an OPS guy because head-to-head, and you want to win all these categories. On the pitching side, ERA, whip, saves.
Wait, it's head-to-head categories?
Yeah.
So you just got to win 7 out of the 12?
I'd like to win all 12, Jake.
No. But
see what you're saying. I don't know.
Yeah, split like hitting and pitching, or is it just all 12?
Oh, so you're saying if I win the head-to-head challenge, will it be 1-0? Or will I be 7-5?
Whatever, yeah.
I should find out.
It's important.
Yeah, I got to ask that question.
Because that's the thing. That's the big difference. Like, because you said you want to win both. Well, you can actually easily punt categories if you go like with just an overall win. Whereas if what you're saying is if you count every single one and you can go 7-5 or 6-6 or 10-2, then you do want to try and get every single category.
Correct.
I'm going to email the league right now and find out. Because they, when I got the first overall draft pick. This is part of the spiel here.
Okay.
Anyway, the pitching side, it's ERA, WHIP, quality starts, saves, K per nine, and Ks with a minimum of 15 innings pitched.
Okay.
Wait. So you get K per nine and Ks?
Yeah.
That's.
Which is good. That plays into my game. Like I like all that. I don't like the on base percentage and the slugging.
Well, anyway, that overrates starting pitchers a tad.
Does it? Because especially, you get the K per nine and the saves, the quality starts is one of those two.
Yeah. I said a tad.
Question.
Yes.
No, sorry. I was just reading my
query.
The email that. How does this score? So anyway, the point is, I got the number one pick. I'm obviously going to take Mike Trout.
Great.
I was tempted to trade down for Bryce Harper because you got the slugging and you got the OBP and you got the home runs and you got the
steals.
Do
you get the retro stats?
Yeah, you do get the retro stats. So I'd get his four home runs and his bazongas OPS. daily lineup changes in this league. And Fab
you
runs.
Hate that too.
I hate that. If I didn't like this guy, it'd be like I changed my mind.
Right.
Or I'd make like Florio run the team for me.
Sure. So Jake does.
Fab on Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday with a $200 budget.
You would probably hate that.
It's hellish for me.
Yeah.
Wait, that's what do I do?
You make
Florio run your teams?
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, Jakey. You're looking at these categories. I'm going to have to change my entire strategy. Like I went down and I sorted by on-base percentage, and then I looked over and I said, who's slugging. Got the highest slugging? I didn't want to just combine the two and go by OPS. And it's just right. Like these boring players after the first two rounds. Like, guys, I don't want on my team. Jake, console me. Who do you target in a league like this?
Well, because of that format, I would hope if you did that. Are you keeping number one? Are you staying with Trout?
No, I'm going
to keep. Trading down?
I don't know these guys well enough to be like, hey, who wants to make a trade? So
I mean, you could just put it out there to everybody. Honestly.
Would you take Harper number one?
No.
Okay.
I would still take Trout number one. I just meant I like your idea of trading down because I had the one league I have yet. This is the first year in my entire history in multiple leagues of playing where I've ever had the number one pick and got Mike Trout. And I didn't like that draft. It was a 15-team league, so it's a little bit different. But I like that. Where you are and where you're drafting and giving that format, if they're on the board, if Carrasco and Syndergaard are still there, I'd go starter, bang, bang right there.
Wait, you'd start this off with a...
Trout, Syndergaard, Carrasco. Or like I would take.
I don't think so.
If because you get the K. Look, first of all, you're getting the K's and the quality starts. But if you're getting the K per nine, you got to remember that. Like, yes, that values relievers. But if you get a K9 pitcher of that caliber, who's going to have about 10 per nine as a starter, that carries so much more than one inning of two strikeouts versus seven innings of eight. The 78 is 8 carries a hell of a lot more value. I'm just telling you, the K per 9, because it's like that, if you can get two of those top-tier starters that's going to get you 200-plus strikeouts, is a huge leg up.
Strategically speaking, Greg, if everyone else has that same idea, should I switch course and go for, like, Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton on the turn? I doubt they'll be around, but that-ish strategy?
Probably not, to be honest with you.
So, fall too far behind?
No, I think you'll fall way too far behind, especially with you being on the turn. If you don't grab some pitchers, you're in dire straits.
Should I punt saves, Jake?
Not completely, no, but I wouldn't be too concerned about it. I definitely wouldn't be going after the Jansons and the Kimbrels of the world. That being said, if you're there at that turn, let's say what you just presented, and you know they go, and including Severino goes too, and DeGrom by the time you get to your second pick, then yeah, I actually would, because if you get a Stanton-like, and he's not going to be there either, but if you go that route and you get somebody who's going to not only have the power, which inflates the on-base percentage, we've had that argument before with Chris Liss about the fact that on-base percentage just rewards power hitters. People don't realize that. But if you get the on-base percentage and the slugging, you get some power bats and go for the first three, because of the size of your league, you're still going to be able to come back around. But the other reason, like you said, you only start three outfielders, which is the other reason why I would attack pitching.
Greg, anything going on in the afternoon games? Well, I guess it's down to
We got afternoon game.
Yeah, that sucks.
Scherzer's getting crushed.
Really? Who's doing it?
What happened?
Another one comes in. 4-1 Nationals.
Let's go! 5-1
Nationals.
Let's go!
No, wait. 5-1 Braves.
That's what I meant. Yeah, 5-1 Braves. Sorry. Yeah.
Mike All right,
Fultonevich.
Yeah, how many runs has Ozzie Albies scored? Should we change his numbers?
I'm checking right now. As he's 0-2, so none.
Well, he might have scored a run.
No, that was actually Fulte with the two out, two RBI double.
You know what? Scherzer got a hit off Fulte for the only RBI single of this game for the Nationals. Fulte came back and hurt Scherzer. Now let's go.
Wow, Max Scherzer getting touched by the Braves.
Only two earned. All those runs are earned because Wilmer Defoe let a ball go right past him.
Wilmer. Yes, he did. Okay, let's get back to baseball. Jakey.
What do you mean, baseball?
It has been baseball.
I mean, Willem Dafoe actually, yeah, play, yeah. Jake, any chance you read the Tommy Pham article in Sports Illustrated?
I wish
I did.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I urge every. It was the greatest article I've ever read.
Who wrote it?
Ferducci? No, not one of the older guys. Dude who went to Jack Dickey. I think he used to be a Deadspin.
Okay.
I think his name is Jack Dickey.
You have to understand, when you write as much as I do, I very rarely want to read anything else.
I'm the same way, but someone tweeted into my timeline with a quote from Tommy Pham, and I'm like, holy crap, I got to read this. This is great.
Well, that's somebody recommends it as highly as you're recommending it right now. I'll go check it out.
Let me tell you something. If you read this Tommy Pham article and you don't make a bunch of trades for Tommy Pham in your leagues,
you're a terrible person.
You didn't read the entire article.
Okay.
I got three pages of Tommy Pham quotes. I don't even know where to start.
All right.
And the idea is that Tommy Pham's very angry and remembers that the Cardinals kept him down for so long, even though he was destroying the ball.
Yeah.
He tells a story about the start of 2017. We're 2 weeks in and I'm raking. I'm hitting like 400. The big league team was 3-9. All three outfielders were hitting 200. So look, this dude like is into sabermetrics, is into like really new like ways to work out.
LASIK?
He actually got corrective contact lenses for some degenerative eye condition that he has.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said F a lot in this. All three outfielders, they tried Matt Adams out there. He's a great hitter, but he just couldn't play the outfield. So I'm like, they're getting the reports every day. They know I'm raking. What the F? When are they going to call me up? And then we're 3 weeks in. The guys are still struggling. Grichuk, Dex, Piscotty. And I'm still balling. So finally I said, they're not going to F and call me up. F it. And I zoned out in AAA. Every day I was just like, F this. I've made it to the big leagues. F it. That's kind of interesting in a way when you think about some of the guys who are in the minors who you know have the talent. And you're like, why is this guy hitting 240? I wonder if Tommy Pham just got disgruntled. He's like, screw it.
I can relate.
What's that?
How can you relate?
Well, when Jake was in AAA.
Continue.
All right. We've had this before. We said it with Orlando Arcia a couple of years ago with the Brewers. We said
maybe Acuna does it.
We said it with Francisco Lindor. I'm not even looking at Acuna's stats the next week because it makes no difference.
Right.
Like, they know they don't deserve to be down there. And I think what you don't hear a lot, which is what you heard from Pham, is literally looking at everybody in front of him's numbers. Like, he named names, right? Like, Piscotty's been terrible. Grichuk's been terrible. Matt Adams can't feel for the life of him, right? Like, he's naming all of these guys.
I know.
He's naming all of these guys. He's like, listen, look at my numbers. It's not like I'm struggling in AAA. I'm crushing it.
Right.
Give me a shot.
This gets better. He stopped showing up for work early, daring his manager to bench. By the way, Jake, where'd you have Tommy Pham ranked this year? Are you high on Tommy Pham?
Yeah, but you're going to have to give me time. I don't even have that sheet open anymore.
While you're looking it up, I'm thinking the Cardinals aren't going to trade me. They won't sell me. He found out he had interest in Japan. They won't sell me to Japan. What the F? They clearly don't believe in me. Let a mother effer leave. And they wouldn't even do that. There's a consequence of making it after being so close to quitting. I should have been doing this S sooner, he says, sitting in a Chipotle in Miami in early February before the start of camp.
Chipotle?
You can't bitch about it, because if you bitch about it, you F the team up. But I put up an 824 OPS and a 1.4 WAR and 150 at-bats. Times that by four. If anybody did that their rookie year, baseball goes crazy over them. But when I did it, they say, oh, he's just the backup. In 2016, I had an 870 OPS before I stopped playing every day. An 870 OPS in the big leagues, that plays. But I never got the recognition. I put up better numbers than these other guys in the minor leagues and the major leagues. And I was a better athlete than these mother effers. I run faster than them. I'm stronger than them. But when a team puts some money in a player, they're going to talk him up. Like, every quote is like that.
When I take out the four multi-positional eligibility nonsense outfielders, he's 17.
I'm making trades with Tommy Pham based on, like, there's a sad part where it's like he won't be eligible free agency until after the 2021 season, at which point he'll be 33 going on 34. It sucks a little bit. He says, I'll just have to get my money later.
I have right there with Pollock, Chris Davis, Ozuna, Upton. I think that's where he deserves to be with those names.
I don't know why I didn't love him, but like I liked him. I didn't love him before this. Now I love Tom. I think because he was a Cardinal. I don't want any Cardinals on my team.
But it's funny because I love Cardinals.
Yeah.
Checked out a little bit and he wasn't hitting that well and found out part of it was his eyes too. I mean, there was a reason and it's the late stage, the late age.
Greg,
it's not like we were crazy.
How do you like this one? On his coffee table sits a book of Spanish grammar. Pham has a brilliant smile when he uses sparingly, saving it for moments like this. I ain't going to lie to you and be like, I want to be able to communicate with my Latin teammates. I'm learning because I like Spanish women, he says.
Oh, yeah. This guy is super
honest. I don't even need to read the article at this point.
No. Okay, so we got 2 minutes. Let me give you the quote that really put me onto him.
Yeah.
A lot of guys in this game are complacent, he says. They'll say, I want to run faster. Let me go run some sprints. I say I want to run faster. I look at my mechanics and see how I have a bad knee drive. What causes bad knee drive? I lack ankle mobility. Okay. So if I fix my ankle mobility, I can achieve a dorsiflex position, which could drive my knee up. Okay, I need to improve my stride frequency. Let me go run 30-degree incline sprints at 18 miles per hour so I can improve my stride frequency. And let me do some more speed training so I can train my neuromuscular system to run faster than I'm biologically capable of. You know what I mean? Guys don't do that S. They don't break it down like that. Tell me you don't want to go out and trade for him in every single league right now.
Love it.
Jake, I mean, look, I know whatever, people don't like this kind of stuff. This is reporting. This is amazing. Doesn't this make you like him more?
Yeah, it honestly does. Can I get the censored version that you have, though?
No, I censored it myself, actually.
Stop.
No, it's censored in the Sports Illustrated.
Jake can't read bad words now?
It's got dashes.
Jake, you've sent me plenty of bombs before. S-bombs, F-bombs.
That are edited.
Jake, you swore on TV once. I remember that. On the radio show. Yeah, on the old Sirius show.
That was the B word. That's not even that big a deal.
I will go through plenty of text messages and see Fs, and you go,
I don't think it was the
F.
B word.
Oh, I have plenty of text messages.
You know what? Jake.
It was the B word.
Can we come up with a name for that alter ego that swears a lot? The Beast?
Are you asking? If you want to.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to come back and take a look at the most added and most dropped players. Be right back with more FST.
What if I were to tell you that there was a professional football league where you, the fan, got to draft the team and call the plays? Is that something you might be interested in? The Fan Control Football League is bringing managerial control to the fans. Visit fcfl.io to learn more.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Good news, everybody. I got an answer on the league. It's 7-5, not 1-0.
Okay.
Jake, you okay with that still?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Just change your strategy.
Greg, you got another quote from the Tommy Pham article?
I do. He was very frustrated that he wasn't called up after an over 5, 3 strikeout game by Randall Grichuk. And he said this. What in the actual blank in the F word? Yes. F word, exclamation point.
Jake, does that sound like Tommy Pham to you?
No, I know what Greg's doing.
That sounds like the Beast.
that was Jake Seeley.
Most added, most dropped. Here we go.
Jake Seeley said that quote to me without the blank, the F blank or stars. He actually spelled the F word out. That wasn't related to the Giants.
I'm sorry, Jake. We didn't mean to play a joke on
when that. They traded away Jason Pierre-Paul, Jake was not happy.
Oh, that's what that was about?
Yeah.
All right, Jake, we'll start with you. Matt Davidson is the most added player in CBSSports.com leagues. Went from 17% ownership all the way up to Greg. You want to guess?
I'd be like, Jake, and say no.
Well, yeah, that's why. Just put a number out there.
No.
Okay, fine. 78. Matt Davidson now owned 78% of CBSSports.com leagues.
I would not have said 78.
Jakey, what do you think?
Do I think that's a lot? Or
yeah, it's over ownership. Do you think that's right where it should be because he's finally coming into his own? He'll have 500 at bats.
Honestly, it should have been around that. He was drafted in most 15-team leagues I know of that I'm in. Like 12-team leagues, probably on the fringe, he should have been paid more attention to because the fact is the power is legit. The guy just had to get to 240, 250 batting average, and all of a sudden everybody's talking about him. Like I told you, I think we talked about it last week, and I mentioned that Steve Gardner was the one who wrote about him, calling him this year's. If you're looking for, I can't remember the player that they kept referencing. Domingo Santana? It was somebody last year who was like, who could be this year's blank? Like everybody always loves to do. And he was saying, let's talk about Matt Davidson and pay attention to what he brings.
I like Matt Davidson. I mean, you're going to have to eat the average, but he'll hit home runs for it.
I don't think it's going to be 210 like it was this year. Even the 240, you're going to be happy with what he does.
Yeah, I mean, Jake's basically said it. He's Todd Frazier. He's got a lot of power. If you just stay in the lineup every day and have the average high enough, 240, 250, you're getting a really good player that can hit a bunch of home runs for you. Here's one, nothing.
Here's one that I found interesting. Mitch Haniger was only owned in 54% of leagues.
That is surprising.
Right?
Because I like Mitch Haniger a lot. No, Jake does too.
He had a terrible spring.
But he's good.
I mean, still, though, that should knock you down to 70 if you're Mitch Haniger. And I guess playing a half season last year didn't help.
So that's a couple things. One is you have bitter owners from last year. He was a hyped player from last year. Everybody was all over him talking about a breakout season. He did perform for a little bit of time, but then you mentioned he got hurt, didn't perform that well within those injuries and the time. So there's a lot of frustration built into this year where people stupidly do it every single, we talk about this every year in fantasy baseball and fantasy football, is people get burned and they get ticked off and they don't want to own that player again, which is a stupid move to make. You got to be like a closer in baseball. You have to have a short, you know, you've got to forgive, move on. So that folded into the fact that he had a terrible spring. I think a lot of people were off on him.
Here's an interesting trio. Brad Boxberger, Keone Keela, Tim Anderson, my bad, Greg Holland.
Yep.
Three of the most added players in the CBSSports.com universe.
Yep.
We talked about them on the show at length. We ranked them at everything. Greg Holland, the most added in 28% of leagues. Boxberger in 27. Keela in 27. Here's what I find interesting, Greggy.
Mm-hmm.
None of them are 100% owned. Holland's only up to 84. Boxberger's to 74. And Keela's to 62. A, do you think that's the right order and the correct, this one should be owned in more leagues? B, why do you think they're not owned 100% of leagues?
Well, I'll answer B first, right?
This is not quiz show, Greg. You'll answer A first.
I'll answer B first. The leagues are ultimately not all 12 or 15 team leagues. You're getting 18 leagues in there. 8, 10 team leagues. Guys where you don't leave a player potentially like Keone Keela, who you were still waiting on the waiver wire.
Sure.
I think you can potentially wait for Greg Holland to actually be called up. Stuff like that. I think that's how you don't get to 100%.
Are you cool, Holland, Boxberger, Keela as the ranking for you guys?
Yeah, that's what I gave. I gave it to you last week when you asked us the four of them and you include Hunter Strickland in there.
Yeah,
my order was Holland, Strickland, Boxberger, Keela. So yeah, I'm cool with the order too.
That's exact. Well, no, I'm sorry. In the ownership, if you look at just straight ownership, it's Holland at 84%.
Yeah,
Boxberger at 74. Strickland at 64, and Keela at 62.
I'm cool with it.
Jake, what's with the hate for Keone Keela? The guy's amazing.
Yeah, I think it's the fact that we've seen before. We talked about it last week, and you said when we ranked them, it's the worriedness of the Rangers and always screwing around with their bullpen. By the way, it looks like the Braves should have made that wall a little bit shorter in right center for Freddie Freeman. But anyway, I think that's the biggest thing, is you and I were the Keela fans talking about the fact of his ability, but Greg and Matt were cooler, and honestly, because of what we've been dealt with, is the Rangers very... How was the last time the Rangers went with a closer even for 90% of their season?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they didn't have a stud like Keela ready to mature into the...
Probably since like Neftali Feliz. I'm not even kidding by that.
Yeah.
It's probably since Neftali Feliz.
I think Keela can do it. If you look at his minor league numbers...
I'm not saying he can't, but can he stay healthy?
Oh, who was the... Not Octavio Dotel. Who was the guy? Made him a starter for a little while. His arm blew out. Was it Octavio Dotel? No.
Well, Octavio Dotel was before that.
It was after him.
Who are you saying it was, Jake?
No, I was saying that happened with him, too. Dotel, if you're thinking about it. That did happen.
Now, I'm thinking of the Rangers closer in, like, 2012.
Hold on.
He was excellent. Maybe he was, like, the closer in 2010, and then in 2011, they tried to stretch him out to a starter.
Oh, no, it's not Neftali.
It wasn't Neftali. Alexei Ogando!
That was
Greg Stanfield.
That was it.
By the way, Fantasy Best Friends Forever starting about 10 minutes live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
I should think about YouTube now.
Oh, yeah, we should think about YouTube, Twitch, Periscope.
Digital.
Best Friends Forever, better than us.
Oh, you know, Jake, it's just whatever. Everyone's got to share. You get to be on it. And plus, we're still live on the radio. So, and plus, you can pick us up as a podcast on iTunes,
SoundCloud, Spotify.
You're more used to this than I am.
Anywhere you listen to your podcast, Google Play Store, you can listen to us. So please check it out.
I don't need to tell you where to find it. People are smart. So there, you really can't miss us. And you're Jakey Jakely. So goodbye, video. Stick around for Fantasy Best Friends Forever at 2 p.m.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Jake Odorizzi finally getting some respect, going from 58% ownership to 70%. There's a guy I can draft tonight kind of late, I think.
Sure.
He could be the fifth.
Yeah, I think it's cool.
Jakey, do you like your namesake?
Look, we've been teased by him before. I'm not that excited about him.
Let me ask you this.
How does the Beast feel about him?
Would you rather have Jake Odorizzi or Lance Lynn?
Oh, I'm Odorizzi all the way.
Lance Lynn says Jake.
Odorizzi has a higher strikeout rate.
Yeah, Odorizzi's also all over the damn map.
I don't know.
I see you guys.
That's fair enough. I guess Lance Lynn does have the control. He's got a little whip.
I would say Lance Lynn.
Lance Lynn's a little unexciting to Nando.
I'm not saying he's exciting, but I think he's more predictable, which is okay.
There's an interesting facet of CBSSports.com, the most viewed. It basically will give you who the buzzy players
are. Right, right,
and
of
know,
course.
If you see them, something happened.
Like Tim Anderson on that list?
Tim Anderson, not on this list.
Weird.
He is. I'm sorry. He's towards the bottom.
Okay.
Shohei Ohtani, obviously, number one.
Makes sense.
Your boy Jake Junis, number two. Why don't we just stop at number two then?
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about Jake Junis.
He's good.
Let's just talk about every Jake. So we got Odorizzi.
Love it.
We got Jake, Lamb.
Can we say this for tomorrow's show? Just the show of Jakes?
I think there are only three Jakes, really.
No, there's more. Odorizzi, Lamb, Junis, those are the three. Jacob DeGrom.
Arrieta.
Jake Arrieta.
DeGrom, McGee.
There's enough Jakes.
Marisnick.
Marisnick, absolutely.
Oh, no, it's probably Marisnick if he's saying it like that.
Faria.
Oh, Jacob Faria, sure.
That's pretty good. Keep going. Can we get to 10?
If we can't, we have a whole show on it.
We already have 10. You could throw. Do we want people that are not around anymore?
No.
Be like Jake Peavy.
No.
Jake Peavy might make it a comeback.
Yeah.
A decent article.
I read that article.
Yeah, it was good.
It was a great article.
All right, let's stop at Jake Junis then. First of all, if you go to the MLB box score thing, just on Google, like I Googled like the box score.
Right.
And it was J-A-K-O-B. I didn't know that. He's Jacob.
Jacob, yeah.
It literally goes by Jake, though.
I know, but I'm saying I was not ready for that.
Okay.
That he spells it weird?
Greg, I'll give you the floor for Jake Junis. Go ahead. For Jacob Junis.
So Jake Junis was really good in the second half of last year. I understand the strikeout rate is not what's for some other prospects. He's not a prospect anymore, right? He's 25 years old. So for a lot of people, you look at Jake Junis and you're like, ugh, I can't get behind this. He's never going to be a guy who is going to be like a number one or a number two on your staff. I apologize. My voice is gone.
Oh, I feel mine going from doing the Tommy Pham. I got very excited and I'm losing my voice.
So I'm recovering at the moment.
Wow, this just went bad all of a sudden.
I was talking in the last few minutes, and that was it.
You guys remember when I read the news that one day?
That was terrible. That was really terrible. But anyway, so Jake Junis, if you like what he did at the end of last year, he's kind of figured it out.
Yep.
And the swinging strike rate, I believe we did it yesterday, Frank and I, it was at about 13%. I'm like, all right, cool. We'll take that. I get it. It was against the Tigers, who I know you love. But not a great team. He's not in a division that has many good teams other than the Indians. I like Jake Junis.
We got a Daily Roto update. Either sorry, Daily Roto, I'm giving away all of your stuff, or you're welcome that we're plugging you so much. Philadelphia Mets, Tarp still on the field. Low postponed risk. Should play once the heavy rain passes. Tampa Bay Yankees, Tarp still on the field. Low postponed risk. Should play once the heavy rain passes. The LA Dodgers lineup is out. There is no Cody Bellinger in the lineup today.
All
right. Jake, nothing to worry about, right? Kyle Farmer playing third.
I feel like you like Kyle Farmer.
Enrique Hernandez, former Kike Hernandez.
I feel like you like
I'm okay on
Kyle Farmer.
It's a day off versus a lefty. That's all.
Do you need a day off 4 games into the season?
It's a day game. Everybody's managing everybody at this point of the season.
They are. You're seeing it everywhere.
And it's a lefty and lefty.
Fine. Whatever, man. Greg, you keep up baseball press. Want to go over how about the Angels? The Angels lineup.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's see where Shohei Ohtani is batting.
So Ohtani, after DHing yesterday, hitting the home run last night out of the 8th spot, is once again in the 8th spot.
All right.
Ohtani's batting 8th, leading off Zach Kozar, who's playing 2nd base. Mike Trout's batting 2nd. Justin Upton, 3rd. Albert Pujols, cleanup. Cole Calhoun, 5th. Andrelton Simmons, 6th. Luis Valbuena, 7th. Shohei Ohtani and Martin Maldonado.
I got Martin Maldonado in a couple leagues.
Good.
Two catcher leagues, obviously.
Yeah, I think that's Kluber, though.
For the Indians.
Let's go ahead.
Leading off is Francisco Lindor. 2nd is Jason Kipnis. 3rd, Jose Ramirez, who has 1 hit this year, home run yesterday.
Yep.
With 1 for 18 on the year.
That's
very bad.
Drop him.
Edwin Encarnacion's your DH. Playing right field today. Brandon Guyer, he's batting 5th.
All right, interesting.
There you go. Yonder Alonso's at 1st, batting 6th. Yan Gomes catching 7th. Araja Davis is playing left field and batting 8th. And playing against the lefty, Tyler Skaggs, batting 9th in center field, Bradley Zimmer.
I love Tyler Skaggs. Not going to lie.
Of course you do.
Is Ref Snyder at all in the lineup for the Rays?
Ref Snyder played yesterday, I believe. He started.
Dude, I'm so excited
batting
about Ref Snyder.
And played, and then got
he's
taken
not
out.
Playing today.
They got taken out for Denard Span.
All right, it happens. Here's a tweet that I referenced earlier. I want to get this in there before. I like Joe Frisaro, usually. He's the Marlins beat writer.
Yes, I know him.
I'm going to get it out there, at least for now. Don't sleep on Brian Anderson making early case for National League Rookie of the Year. I mean, if you want to get it out there, why don't
Where
you do it before
you 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, now that Brian Anderson's killing the ball. Brian Anderson, 25 at-bats. 8 hits, 6 runs scored, 1 home run, 6 walks, 5 strikeouts, that's a .320 average. No steals yet. I mean, thanks for the insight.
Yeah.
Right?
That's lazy.
But I mean, I could understand.
Not
maybe
helpful.
Maybe he feels like he's in Miami and no one's paying attention to this team and he wants to really get it out there to the rest of the world. But I mean, if Brian Anderson, I think, is the second most viewed player in the CBS universe.
Yep.
No.
Third. I'm sorry, third. People know about him.
Yeah. That's, again, that'd be like coming out in this week and saying, you know, look out for Adam Eaton now that he's finally healthy. Well, thanks. He's already had a week where he's been producing.
Jake, if you own Brian Anderson and someone offered you Matt Chapman for him, I'm assuming you'd jump all over that, right?
Yep. See ya.
I just want to make sure. I just want to make sure the value. What if someone offered you Matt Davidson and Ronaldo Lopez?
See ya.
100%.
You would take both of them?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, so we're not hot on Brian Anderson then.
I like Brian Anderson, but you're giving me Matt Davidson, who's better, and Ronaldo Lopez? Absolutely.
I just feel like, yeah, I guess.
First pitch for the Yankees and Rays, 235.
How about Kevin Pillar and Nick Ahmed?
Yeah.
No.
For Brian Anderson. I'll do that. Oh, Jake won't.
I will.
No.
Jakey, how come?
Kevin Pillar's, I have no. What does Kevin Pillar bring you?
Kevin Pillar is the problem with this deal?
If Kevin Pillar, if he plays 150 games? Yeah, I don't want Kevin Pillar.
All right, what if someone offered you Tim Anderson for Brian Anderson in an all Anderson deal?
It depends on what I need. If I need middle infield, yeah, I'll take it. I'd actually probably take that anyway, now that Tim Anderson's batting leadoff since they stopped screwing around with the Chris Davis nonsense.
That's a tough one for me, too.
Oh, that's Tim Beckham. Sorry, Tim, whatever. I've got my Tims mixed up.
Jake, come on, we can't have this on the show, man.
The trade of the Andersons is tougher for me. Like, do I buy into Tim Anderson? I want to. Top prospect. Scott Engel loves him.
Yeah. I like Tim Anderson.
Probably will. I probably will.
Like, yeah, I like Tim more than Brian. What does Brian bring? Brian never was even like a 20 home run hitter in the minors.
Brian Anderson?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's a leading contender for National League Rookie of the Year, though, Jake.
Apparently. After three games.
Most drops we didn't really get to, but it's not the most interest. I mean, Yasmani Tomas, yeah. Alex Claudio, yeah. Jock Peterson dropped from 51% ownership to 40%.
Jock Peterson almost pitched yesterday, 2 days ago.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Travis d'Arnaud being dropped. Austin Barnes being dropped. I think we could have seen Yasmani Grandal. Yasmani Grandal is going to get way more playing time, I think, when it's all said and done.
They told us that was going to happen.
He still owned it 70. Austin Barnes has owned it more leagues than Keone Keela.
It's very stupid.
It's that second base eligibility.
We're cool with that, right? Everyone would drop. Not in this format.
It was a joke.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Jake.
Like, why would you put a catcher at second base in your league? That was my point. It was a joke.
Got you. Zunino's being dropped. Kinsler's being dropped, obviously. Dominic Leone being dropped. Seems like that closer thing didn't work out.
Well, he got crushed.
Right.
He got crushed.
Ketel Marte down to 50% ownership. Cam Bedrosian down to 32%. Sal Perez being dropped to 4% of leagues. You know, whatever. There's no one.
Why
really
is Marte being dropped?
I mean, he was only owned at 57% to begin with. I'm assuming people are like, I'm out of here and I'm picking up Brian Anderson, maybe?
Why?
I think it's bench Marte. I don't know.
Whatever.
Not everyone can love Ketel Marte like we do. Eric Thames is down to 91% ownership. He's been dropped in 3% of leagues.
I was surprised it's still at 91%.
I guess if you believed in him, you continue believing in him.
He isn't playing enough.
There's no problem believing in him. He's just, where's his consistent playing time?
I think that like these things work themselves out. That's just how I feel about
it. You need two things to work out for consistent playing time with the Brewers now.
He's so good, though, man. Especially in OBP leagues.
I know you hate that.
He'll be one of my six bench players most likely tonight in the draft.
You want to talk about Matt Boyd? You have a minute.
Well, now we got like 40 seconds.
Yeah.
No, you know what? Act like you've been there before. I'm not going to sit here and brag about Matt Boyd
like
it was my one greatest call
ever. Like I did
ever.
About Jake Junis.
Look, all I'm going to say is Matt Boyd in the minors over 387 innings pitched. If you want to know if this is real or not, 2.49 ERA, 1.00 whip. Fantasy Best Friends Forever up next. I'm Nana DeFino for Greg Sussman, Jake Seeley, and Matt Medica, who's waiting out the rain for his boys to start playing. Thank you for joining us. Bye now.
Enjoy the old Jake show tomorrow.